Always great to talk Ogallala Track and Field with Coach Fruit. Every year we get together for the Southwest Conference meet, and dang it, we always look forward to kind of talking districts, Coach, but of course a change. And did you see this? I think I asked you earlier, Oshka, again, did you kind of see this coming, that with the change from B to C was going to happen?
Yeah, I had no idea that that was going to happen. Zero. I had a coach friend that texted me and said, Class C, question mark, and I thought, what? And I went and looked, and I was actually in shock. It was a little bit of a shock because I had no expectations of being Class C.
So in this situation, is it the two-year cycle again, and maybe in 2 years it might change back again, or how does that work?
I don't know. I think football is the only two-year cycle thing. I think track is an every-year thing. So, you know, we were like three kids away from being Class B, so we are right on the cutting edge there. So it could be next year back to B, next year. I don't know. I'm not gonna worry about it too much. You'll just let it go. I'm not gonna kick kids out of school. I know that. So
exactly. Well, it doesn't really. You're gonna get good competition at your district meet, whether it be B or your C district. The teams involved are gonna be really tough here in a couple of weeks.
Yes, yeah. With Chase County coming down to C2, it makes it a very competitive district. And you know, the only difference I notice in Class C is, you know, the depth isn't quite as good. The top end marks are really close to the Class B marks. That's just there's not as many, and so that gives us a little bit more of a chance in some ways to qualify kids and stuff.
Well, Coach, your girls, start with the girls first. Boy, the girls have just athletics in the fall and the winter months have run right into the spring months with the athletes you have on the girls' side. This girls' team is pretty solid this year, isn't it?
It is. We've got some good kids, you know, with Shaden Rasby and Aniston O'Neill and Marley Eastman, Hayden Rapp. There's just some really good kids. We've been kind of nicked up, you know. You can talk about the success, but that really started our track season slow because we had to wait 2 weeks before we get our girl athletes. We had to wait 3 weeks to get our boy athletes. And so we were out of school to go to the state meet for several days. So it was the worst start of a track season I've had. And I think that contributed a little bit to some of the injuries that I have. Not necessarily trying to rush it, but they just weren't ready for some of the stuff that we were doing.
Boy, Shaden Rasby really had a great, phenomenal freshman season, as she has followed that up in her sophomore season, just is better than ever in the hurdles and runs a relay for you as well.
Yes, she is. She's a special kid. And again, the last 2 weeks we held her out because she had kind of a nagging groin injury, and not super bad, but bad enough that it's at this point of the year, you just want to try and get things healed. So that's made a little bit of difference. So we're like our 4x4, which was exceptional last year, we haven't really put it together this year because we've always had somebody with a nagging injury, and so we're hoping to do that this week at Southwest Conference.
I'm just going to ask you, maybe for the conference meet, do you kind of load up a little bit more for this one?
I don't know about loading up. I've always had kind of the philosophy, it's kind of like the precursor to districts. You know, this is, I'll try and do what I think we can do at districts, and if it doesn't work, then I can change it for districts a little bit. So the kids will be kind of running what they'll run at the district meet for the most part.
I know Lainey Caskey, she is a great senior, mm-hmm. and boy, she's been all around sports when it comes to volleyball, basketball, and on the track and the throws. She's been pretty good this year as well, hadn't she?
Yes, yeah, she's been really consistent. Last year, she was kind of up and down several meets, and I've been very consistent, like over 37 foot and over 110 foot in the discus. So she's bought in a little bit, and you know, she's a, like I said, solid athlete that just works really pretty hard. So I'm really pleased to have her.
And I know you touched on Aniston O'Neill having a great sophomore season, and in the sprint, you're kind of young there, aren't you?
We are very young. I have two seniors on the team and one junior. So everybody else is freshmen and sophomores. And so for the girls, that's not as big a deal because girls tend to compete a little bit better, but you'd still like to see a few more seniors and juniors out.
I know on the boys' side, a couple of names thrown out. I mentioned I saw one with Zayden Peterson, a senior for you. He's been pretty good in those middle distances, posted some pretty good times so far.
Yeah, Zayden last year as a junior was injured. He had surgery after a wrestling season and stuff, and so didn't really even get a junior season. So coming back this year, I was kind of surprised at the leap that he made, and so I'm really blessed to have him make that gigantic leap, I guess, in the middle distances.
I know that boys 4x8 relays wants to get that time lowered, second in the district right now, but a potential to lower that time even more.
Yeah, we're going to try to do that a little bit. That's one of those that'll be on the bubble, so to speak. And so we've got three senior boys that are going to be trying to get better. And again, that's one we'll try this week at the conference to see if we can shave 5 or 10 seconds off that.
Got a couple of high jumpers, got a couple of vaulters, or vaulter in there, coach. Just score some points, hopefully, in the conference. Boy, that vault field's going to be tougher than nails on Saturday over at Cozad.
Oh, yeah. There's, you know, between Cozad and Gothenburg, and Holdridge, the boys' side is really difficult. I mean, it's a really good conference, and so it makes it a fun conference to go to and a meet to go to. But it's definitely the competition is ramped up a little bit.
Yeah, you've had a chance to see a lot of these teams. It's at meets, the Cozad, the Gothenburgs, the Holdridges, and McCooks, et cetera. And this, you know, this conference is always really, really stacked every year. And again, Saturday at Cozad should be no different.
It is, and that it looks like we're going to have a good day at this point. But who knows? You know, Nebraska could change a whole bunch. But just having that great weather makes it such a better day for track meet. So hopefully that stays true.